Mitch McConnell and Democratic leader Chuck Schumer signed off on the deal early this morning. The bill provides direct payments to many taxpayers, beefs up funding for hospitals, and provides loans and other financial assistance for small businesses and large corporations. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the legislation takes us a long way down the road in meeting the needs of the American people, though a final vote in the House is not expected today.
Fox's Jared Halperin. There are more than 55,000 cases of COVID-19 now confirmed in the U.S., nearly half of those in New York State. There have been more than 800 deaths nationwide. About a third of the world's population is on some sort of lockdown or stay-at-home advisory to stop the virus spread. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of warm March days continues today. I think we'll see more sun than clouds with a high temperature in the low to mid-80s today. Tonight, we're dry, a little cooler, a little 57. Tomorrow, we'll be close to a record high. In fact, I think we'll be in record territory Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, either tying or breaking records. Upper 80s tomorrow, near 90 on Friday, upper 80s on Saturday, and dry all 3 days until perhaps as we get closer to Saturday evening, Saturday night, and then cooler on Sunday. The pollen count in the very high range for the rest of the week and at least through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama has now topped 200. Autauga County reported its first case Tuesday. In our area, there are also confirmed cases in Montgomery and Elmore counties. State health leaders say they're working to increase testing sites across the state. Governor Kay Ivey says she has no plans to issue a statewide shelter-in-place order to stop the spread of the coronavirus. However, the Birmingham City Council has approved a shelter-in-place directive through April 3rd. And Montgomery Fire Authorities have arrested a man on arson charges. Authorities say Robert Misseldine tried to burn down a relative's home in the 5100 block of Misseldine Circle. He is now in the Montgomery County Jail on $15,000 bond. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Have you ever shopped U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct? You might be interested to know they carry a variety of dairy, produce, meats, canned fruits and vegetables, pre-made heat and serve appetizers, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. They also offer commercial cooking supplies, a complete line of party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through the floor. Call David Earnest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute.
Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas.
or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Show 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Excuse me. 272-9228. Any caller can get in. Can you pat me up a little bit? I put my mic sock on. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Ooh, she sounds really good as you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice, by the way. Okay, so let's go back to Dooms and Gloomies, better known as ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN reporters. This is Paula Reid. Trump at odds with medical experts.
President Trump now says he wants to reopen the country for business by Easter, even as health officials warn the coronavirus pandemic will continue to worsen in the U.S. Easter, as you know, is just 18 days away. That's very close from now. Paula Reid reports from the White House.
Easter is our timeline. What a great timeline that would be.
President Trump says he wants to see packed Easter services in just over 2 weeks.
I just thought it was a beautiful time. It would be a beautiful time, a beautiful timeline. It was based on a certain level of weeks from the time we started. And it happened to arrive. Actually, we were thinking in terms of sooner.
But Dr. Anthony Fauci, who returned to the coronavirus briefing stage yesterday, says not so fast.
No, you didn't look at a date, but you got to be very flexible and on a literally day-by-day and week-by-week basis.
Medical experts have spent weeks warning Americans against crowded spaces and aren't willing to loosen those restrictions just yet.
No one is going to want to tone down things when you see what's going on in a place like New York City. So I think people might get the misinterpretation. You're just going to lift everything up, and even somebody's going like that. That's not going to happen. It's going to be looking at the data.
The president's comments came just hours after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said that his state could see the coronavirus infections hit a peak in 2 to 3 weeks, and as other states are battling rising trends.
Says I don't think he's listening to the science. I think that he is, operating, he's looking at the stock market.
The president's aggressive timeline received pushback from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney tweeted, "There will be no normally functioning economy if our hospitals are overwhelmed."
It's amazing to me. Okay, so Alabama, let's use them as an example. 242 confirmed cases, ranging from age of 2 to 97. 6 to 7% required hospitalization. So 7%, let's take the high number, that would be basically 17 people. 17 people. That's the number you have to look at. It's not the number of cases, number of people who need hospitalization, and then those people who need ICU. And if 17 need hospitalization, then a smaller number than that is getting ICU.
And I saw later a number just came this morning. It's 283, but even then you're talking about 19, 20 people. I mean, that's the numbers we're talking about. It doesn't change your point. It's just, and this will go up because some of this is not, the spread's happening even
no,
more.
No, it's testing.
It's more testing.
Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
I'm really good. And you?
I'm doing good. Morning, Joe. Are they on cable?
They are. MSNBC.
Oh, okay. I can't get that.
That's lucky you.
No, I like to hear it. I like to know. You have to know what they're talking about, and I'm glad for you for putting it on the air.
Absolutely. My pleasure, in a way.
And where does this guy get his information,
What he's doing is he's taking information. He cites a John Hopkins report, but he doesn't cite what the report meant. And what it basically, when he showed the slide of it, I knew exactly what it was. It's taking what happened in Italy, the worst-case situation in the world, and applying it to the United States. Our medical operation is so much better than Italy's. Our ability to flex care is greatly higher than Italy.
I mean,
there are all sorts of things we can do that Italy just can never dream of doing.
So he's just going to take this and just twist it to his advantage.
He's going to twist it against the president and try to scare the hell out of you. There's a Category 5 hurricane coming ashore.
That's amazing.
It's really amazing.
These people are insane.
They're in the fear factor.
I mean, and listen to that thing earlier this morning on Joe Biden. This man is out of it.
Did y'all play something for The View, Joey?
No.
Okay. But
Joe Biden's out there in left field somewhere. I don't know where he is.
He is. Let me tell you, that thing on The View was...
I played some of the Nicole Wallace interview.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
Even like the beginning, he was saying the right things about people coming together, and then they got into more of the politics, and he just
totally screwed it up.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing?
And what has happened to the Democratic Party in this country? I mean, what has happened to them?
Have they
gone that far left? They cannot recover?
No. Well, let me tell you what it is. They hate Trump so much. Trump is stopping them from being what they want to be. He's stopping them, and they hate that. And they need to do something about Trump and get rid of Trump so they can go back to doing what they were doing. And Democrats, always remember this. Democrats live in a world to make you fear what could happen to you. And who's the savior? They're the savior.
They're the savior. Like they're in the Kavanaugh.
Yeah, they're the
you're
savior.
You're in the Kavanaugh here. Remember that?
Yeah, there's
Lindsey Graham told him, he said, I hope you never get back in power.
They are always the same. You create fear, you create a problem, and they're the solution. And it's because the other person is hurting you. You know, how many churches are going to burn because of George W. Bush? How many people are going to be dragged behind trucks because of George W. Bush? It's insane.
Well, just like Becky Garrison said just a few minutes ago, you know, some of the economy is doing well. I mean, UPS is still running, FedEx, the mail carriers, you're still getting your mail.
Yeah, Walmart hit a 52-week high last week.
Yeah, so, you know, we're still doing good. It's not boom and doom. These people are insane. All right, son, hang in there with it. Don't get too mad. Morning, Joe.
Yeah, you got it. He gets my blood pressure.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate you. Let's go to J.D. J.D., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I listened to the two clips you just played, or one clip, with President Trump talking. You know, I never heard him guarantee that it was going to be open by Easter. He just said, wouldn't it be wonderful if it was?
Exactly right. Exactly right. And they take it as, no, he's going to do this because they just want to criticize him for something.
Yeah, he's setting a goal, and he's got his fingers crossed and hoping we can get through this by then. Wouldn't it be great if we could? Yes,
well,
it would.
Some parts of the country are going to be able to get through that. There are 26 counties in Alabama that are affected by this, 26 that are not affected by it, rather, out of 67. And so it's not this pervasive thing. If you're in Birmingham or in Shelby County or in Tuscaloosa County or Lee County or Madison County, that's where the concentration of this is. Now, Elmore County does have a surprisingly high number of cases, and nobody's quite sure why, but you don't live in a world in fear. You live with intelligence.
Yeah. This is something to be respected and to be careful of, but not something to go into an all-out panic over. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You know, it's not something that everybody needs to run and buy everything off the shelves.
No.
It's not. Now, it is something to play cautious, and I take care of my grandmother, and she's, you know, 80-plus years old.
Oh, wow.
So I take care of her, but I do a lot of traveling around the state. Fortunately for me, I don't have to be around people. But it crosses my mind. I don't want her to get it because I know the conclusion of what will probably happen if she does.
Yeah.
So I take it seriously, but I'm not running out in a panic. But I see that these folks are manipulating a situation just to suit their interest.
Yeah, they're trying to bludgeon Donald Trump with it.
And at the rate it's going, they're going to have him reelected even before the election hits.
Yeah, you look at his approval ratings. He's in Gallup now. He's 49 positive, 45 negative. That's the highest he's been.
I have never seen so many Democrats, you know, and forgive my language, but cut their own wrists and throats over something. It's like they can't wait to be elected out. That's just, of course, if some of these folks are stupid enough to keep electing them in there, that's their problem. But, you know, he wants to help the Americans that are in need. And guess what? The Democrats are like, oh, no. You've got to do this. They want to add all this other. We're not going to pass unless you do this. He's like, well, can't we take care of the people first? You know, he's been putting America first. He wants to produce more stuff here in America. And, you know, that's a great thing because then we don't have as much coming from China or anywhere else. We can be self-sufficient. And that should be a wonderful goal to have.
Absolutely.
But, well, hey, I enjoy the show as always. Dan, Joey, y'all have a wonderful afternoon. By the way, I know y'all can't see it, but it is beautiful outside.
Okay. Corona world, huh? Thanks for the call, JD. Good talking to you again. Red Top, hang on for me. Going to a break. Coming back to you.
The Dan Morris Show.
But then a rap all night about his suicide. I'd kick it in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the side. From his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, Sam with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV when I got T-Rex. Oh brother, you can't have a dude now.
Oh, the young dude.
Hey, dude.
Carry the news.
Where are you?
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Worth Cleaners at 125 Brown Springs Road and 7825 Vaughn Road wants you to feel confident in the health and safety they offer. Their laundry and dry cleaning services effectively kill viruses and germs.
In order to limit the physical contact for their staff and customers, their lobby is closed, and they'll accept drop-offs only through the drive-thru. Additionally, they ask that their customers place their drop-offs in the back seat of the vehicle for their staff to take and replace with your pickup items. This will limit the physical contact for their staff and their customers. They will no longer accept bed linens of any kind until further notice. Their store hours remain the same, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Worth Cleaners has appreciated your business for almost 30 years, and they look forward to serving you for many, many more.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, how are you on this lovely day? Are you painting outside?
I am. It is just gorgeous, man. This is a day sent down from heaven. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys have done it again, Dan. I tell you, you just did it again. Do you know what you did?
What?
Best radio station ever. Let's get an example. Here comes Becky Garrison calls in, and she says, well, I just talked to a staffer at the White House and such and such and such. And says, I'm going, well, hell? Where in the hell else? I ain't never been to a radio market anywhere where these kind of people call in on a regular basis and give us insider information. This is excellent. You know, if it ain't Dr. Sarsen, it's the commander at Maxwell. You guys got the connections, man, for the deep, true information, and I want you to know, quadruple kudos to you guys.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate that.
Really do.
And another appreciation. I got to meet Cinderella this morning.
You did?
Yes.
How did you meet Cinderella?
Well, she's the one that called in looking for my number yesterday.
Oh.
And what a fun, nice lady. We're really from the same neighborhood. Knew a lot of the same people. She was married to a musician. And I tell you, I wish she'd have been my wife because she actually helped tear down and set up the gear. I didn't know women like that existed. This is too damn good to be true. I would have married her on the spot back then and said, are you going to set up my gear? Let's get married.
Yeah, really.
But what a special person. We had so much in common. And I'm going to be working with her next week, so I'm going to do her a super good radio family job. Don't you worry.
I like that.
And somebody needs to give damn Governor Cuomo a sedative and put his butt to sleep for a month. God, this man is so far out of control. For the governor of a state to be in a state of panic and open rage like that is bad.
He's schizophrenic. I mean, mm-hmm. Everything he's talking about are projections, and They're not at capacity right now.
And schizophrenic is a word I would use too, Dan, because there are moments where I'm like, he's doing a great job. And then he's laying out just the stats of here's what we're doing, here's how we're responding at certain parts of the city. And then, you know, it turns into, we have to have this. Like, it turns into this hyperbolic stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you listened to yesterday, you know, where are the 26,000, you know, ventilators? Where are they?
That's what I'm talking about.
Who do you want? Which one of the 26,000 do you want to die? And then today he was fine.
It was embarrassing for me, and I don't even live in New York. And, you know, let's face it, New York City is just another Wuhan. People massively compacted together, got to ride the subways to get everywhere. It was just a no-brainer that this could be the breeding environment for this type of stuff.
Really?
So, I mean, common sense, put his butt to sleep for a while, let him calm down and the rest of us, and we'll be all right with this deal. And so, and by the way, last but not least, me and the Red Top team of scientists that are working on a new communications device. It's called the Randall Decoder. So that way we can understand Randall when he calls us sometimes. So okay. Once we get this interpreter software available, we'll send it over to you guys so we can understand Randall a little better. Thank you very much. Roll Tide. Go Trump. I didn't give Tommy Tuberville the Roll Tide. I thought he deserved a little
respect.
Grace on that. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. You have a great one. He got us, gentlemen. Again, just shows you how confused he is.
At least he didn't call us bro.
Yeah, really. Let's do this. Let's go to a break.
All right.
Come back and kind of reset here. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
In your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The $2 trillion coronavirus rescue package makes more laid-off Americans eligible for unemployment benefits, which will now come with an extra $600 per worker per week. Senate passage is expected today.
Both Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer signed off on the deal early this morning. The bill provides direct payments to many taxpayers, beefs up funding for hospitals, and provides loans and other financial assistance for small businesses and large corporations. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the legislation takes us a long way down the road in meeting the needs of the American people, though a final vote in the House is not expected today.
Fox's Jared Halperin. There are more than 55,000 cases of COVID-19 now confirmed in the U.S., nearly half of those in New York State. There have been more than 800 deaths nationwide. About a third of the world's population is on some sort of lockdown or stay-at-home advisory to stop the virus spread. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of warm March days continues today. I think we'll see more sun than clouds with a high temperature in the low to mid-80s today. Tonight, we're dry, a little cooler, low 57. Tomorrow, we'll be close to a record high. In fact, I think we'll be in record territory Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, either tying or breaking records. Upper 80s tomorrow, near 90 on Friday, upper 80s on Saturday, and dry all 3 days until perhaps as we get closer to Saturday evening, Saturday night, and then cooler on Sunday. The pollen count in the very high range for the rest of the week and at least through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are.
I want to break free. I want to.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do Dr. Fauci here on the his interview with Richard. A very good interview, by the way, with Laura Ingraham. She. And it's that attorney in her. She has really good questions. And she's going to talk about the Trump timeline. And this is back to all this crap that all these people are talking about. So you kind of get what really happened.
Joining me now is Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and White House Coronavirus Task Force member. Dr. Fauci, the media seems to enjoy in this very difficult time looking for the tension between you and the president. And, you know, you gave an interview to Maureen Dowd where you talked about, you know, look, you have a role, the president has his role, but where do things stand right now between you and the president on the timeline and where we are?
You know, it's a back and forth. The president clearly listens. I mean, he has this aspirational goal of hoping that we might be able to do it by a certain date. We talked to him about that. We say we need to be flexible. He realizes that, and he accepts that. I mean, he doesn't want to give up his aspirational goal, but he's flexible enough to say, okay, let's look at it on a day-by-day basis. We say, and we will, give him data to inform the decision. The more we learn about what's out there, particularly in areas of the country that don't have the big spikes like New York, and we talk about it. We talk about what that would do to inform our decision. But he's been very flexible about it. Even though it looks like he's made this absolute decision on something, he does have an open mind about it.
And doesn't that sound a little bit different than the way they're being portrayed?
And again, you're talking about something 19, now 18 days out. So it's not like he said, oh, we'll do it in tomorrow or even a week. Like,
it's just, and you look at what the data says, boys and girls.
Day to day, you see where we're going.
So here Dr. Fauci is with Laura talking about New York needs more ventilators. Listen to how
Dr.
we answer
Fauci,
this.
Dr. Fauci, the new data that's coming in, I'm sure you've seen the Wuhan study, the study coming out of Lombardy about the ICU admissions. And today, Andrew Cuomo basically said, look, we need 30,000 ventilators. Is that the number, in your estimation, correct, given the new data, and as you extrapolate it out to the United States, out of Wuhan and Lombardy?
What I think the governor was saying, I'm pretty sure, is that that's the total amount that he would need. You know, and we'll take it for his word about that. I mean, he's, you know, quite frankly, he's really gotten hit with a really bad situation. And quite frankly, I think he's doing a very good job. When he says 30,000 and he needs it, we'll take him for his word. We obviously want to estimate to see what he already has and what the delta is of what he'll need, as opposed to the totality of the entire period of time over the next couple of months.
Okay, and so what he said today is that we need 30,000 ventilators, and I've talked to the White House, and you know, what they can do is they send them to us, and then somebody else is going to need them somewhere down the line. I don't think you're going to need 30,000 ventilators myself. I think what they're doing is they're looking at these models, and they're using worst-case situation. By the way, did you know that Governor Cuomo had a chance to buy ventilators a year and a half ago, and he didn't do it?
And it's fine to prepare for the worst case, but when you're starting to use the worst case as essentially a media tool to dash any hope or any new potentials we're seeing out there, which we're seeing from across the world and here in the United States with these drug treatments, which, to your point, Dan, lowers the need for the number of ventilators. So you won't have as many people with hospitalization having to, you know, have the machine breathe for them or help them breathe. It's just, you know, it is threading the needle. It's why it's so stressful, I think, for everybody. There's no clear certainty, so you always have to be focused on, okay, what's happening today? What's happening this hour? And you have to slog through it.
We're going to get into more with Dr. Fauci, but one thing I do want to put out here, and that is there were two very interesting discussions of, let's say this thing really is on fire, and what you're doing is you're making a decision of who's going to get a ventilator and who's not. So do you give the ventilator to the 67-year-old who's real, real sick, or do you give the ventilator to a 42-year-old who's real, real sick? Is it first come, first serve, or is it longevity? And what you're about to do is, who's going to make that decision is going to be government. And that is what nationalized health care looks like. It was a fascinating discussion. I picked it up on YouTube, and then Tucker Carlson had a piece of it, and I hadn't really thought about that, but that's really what we're going to get to, is that surgical teams and hospital teams can certainly make some of those decisions. They're going to triage these folks. But the main thing is, we're not there.
Right.
We're not there. I was talking to a doctor about what East has said about what's going on in L.A. He said there are only 2,500-some-odd patients. Only 2,500 cases. Not all of them are in the hospital. How can a hospital not have enough of anything unless what's happening is they're treating everybody as if they have coronavirus, and every time you should dispose of everything, versus do they have a temperature? Have they tested negative on influenza A and B? I mean, he was just kind of like, he heard it and he said, That's nonsensical. What they're doing is they're overshooting it, and it's not that. That's what the problem is. They need to change whatever their methodology is. David? David's always a good call. David, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm great, my friend. Long time no talk to you. Maybe 2 days?
Yeah.
I'm getting worried about you.
Yeah, I was reading a article. I think it was a BBC article.
You can read?
I can read. I wasn't raised in Alabama public education.
Oh, okay. Congratulations.
And write longhand. But I was reading a BBC article this past weekend, and it was about a reporter was talking to, I don't know if it was a doctor or a government official or whatever, there in China last week. And they were, of course, giving the government spiel, toeing the line on, there haven't been any new cases of coronavirus in China, you know, and all this stuff. And there were people in the background who were yelling, they're lying, they're lying.
Yeah, let me tell you something. There, and again, you see this a lot more in European press, and you see it in Middle Eastern press. I'm not sure why Al Jazeera is doing this, but the people in China are pissed off. They're pissed off at Ping in particular. And they think that they were lied to, they mishandled it, and that this stuff's coming back.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, they're really upset. And, of course, you know, they have no say whatsoever in anything. You know, anybody that speaks up gets put in prison or worse. So, you know, if they'll do it to a doctor, they'll do it to anybody on the street. And, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, that, and the sad thing is our media, our national media, of course, is towing China's line, you know, in all of this. They're not giving us the truth on what's really happening in China. And, you know, we probably will never really know, you know, being that they basically, for the most part, blacked out the media for the most part there.
Well, and the other part of this is that the media wants to keep it up that it's Trump's fault. It's never right. Anybody else's fault. It's Trump's fault. They're not going to veer off that message.
No, no. And they're, you know, and they're going to toe that line. Oh, it's getting better in China. It's getting better all over the world, except for, you know, here because of Trump. Trump's, you know, totally screwed this up.
Yep.
And so we're going to suffer for it, you know. So he doesn't need to be reelected because he's just a total screw up. So, but, you know, and that's unfortunately the line that's being towed by the national media. And I could watch Morning Joe for about the first 60 seconds this morning. And
wasn't that unbelievable?
Joe could hardly get a word out of his mouth. He was just so, you could tell he was just so infuriated.
Incensed.
Yeah. I mean, couldn't even hardly speak. And, of course, Mika sitting there with her little smirk on her face that you just want to slap off every time you see it.
Let me tell you what. They hate the president so much, and the people that are around them, all they do is they get people around them that share their common belief of hatred for Donald Trump and that Donald Trump's bad and Democrats are good.
Yeah. And, you know, the sad thing is you never hear an opposing opinion on their show. It's like you say, it's always, you know, the fraternity of Trump haters. And, you know, let's see if we can find somebody who hates Trump worse than we do. You know, let's bring them on. So rather than bringing an opposing opinion with a, you know, shred of intelligent, you know, conversation onto that show. So anyway, have a good one, Dan.
Have a good one, David. Great talking to you. Okay, now Dr. Fauci is going to be talking to Laura about modeling. And now this is where you're taking a model based on like Italy or China, Wuhan, and you're extrapolating it to somewhere else.
But the modeling that was done on, and correct me if I'm wrong, is by the Imperial College and the American Hospital Association, and it was devastatingly frightening. And that was about the peak that we have for ICU beds, the peak for the virus and the ICU beds that we'll need. But again, looking at the Wuhan data, that's the latest data that we have, aren't those new data points that have to be used to inform our decision making on this critical issue of overwhelming hospitals and how we have to stop that? So it's a long-winded question, but are we updating our modeling, Dr. Fauci, because this is the critical question of overwhelming our system?
You know, Laura, we always do that. We always update the model. But the one thing we have to be really careful about, and I think everybody who's been involved in this, who has experience, knows that models are only as good as the assumptions that you put into the model. And sometimes there's a real great degree of variability with those assumptions. So although we reevaluate the models continually, we've got to be careful that they don't always predict exactly what we'll need. That's just a fact.
That's a pretty important data point, is it not? Because we're seeing, thankfully, the mortality rate decline as we test more people. That's still terrible, but it's not as perhaps as bad as that 3% and 4% number that was initially forecast. So that number of ICU beds that are needed, that's really one of, or if not one of the most critical questions that are outstanding. And if it's wrong, if the numbers are not right, then maybe that affects the decision making about when the country can gradually get back to business.
You're absolutely right, Laura, and that's exactly right. FEMA is working closely with the state of New York to try and figure out exactly what they'll need at what time. I mean, if the totality is 30,000, what do they need now, next week, the week after? But you're right. Those kind of models do help inform us.
And this is where, and again, we're only seeing the hospitalization in a handful of states. And what you want to do is if you have 50,000 people that are infected in New York State, and let's say the number is 7%, then you're talking about 3,500 people need to be in hospitals. They have 100,000 beds, so that's basically 3.5% of their beds that they've got. And those numbers start making more sense, but if you start extrapolating this stuff out, you're right, it can look pretty doom and gloom. Let's go to a break. Coming back, Dan Moore Show, right after this.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show. Noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.272-9228, that's where we are. Folks, you know I always tell you, Skip Zillow, call Mello, Paul and Christy Mello. Let me tell you something. This is why you need someone of their expertise and their background They know how to sell houses. They know what sells houses. They started out by just buying property for rental and for flipping, and they said, well, we need to get a real estate license so we can take our expertise to other people. Because, for example, setting the right price, that is so very important. You don't want to be one of these houses that sign sits in your yard for a half a year. You want some movement on your house. You want your goal is to sell your house, and you want your house to sell. And so they're going to help you with the right pricing for it. They're going to help you to prepare your house that it will present well and you'll get a good price for it. Maybe some cosmetic changes need to have it. They are going to customize an aggressive marketing package just for you and your home. Hitting things like direct mail, emails, getting other realtors interested in it, talking social media, doing things such as doing a video of your home and pictures of your home, even a drone of your home, but also qualifying prospects to make sure you have qualified people that are looking at your house and not just anybody that's there. Then finally, to me, one of the most important parts, and that is the negotiation of your contract. You want to make sure you've got somebody sit there to advise you who has gone through the sales process and they really understand it well. And those two people would be Paul and Christy Mello with Wallace and Moody Realty. Get ready to copy their telephone numbers. It's not going to cost you a thing to call them at 334-399-7648, 399-7648. These guys are super folks. I've known them for a long time. I've known their families for a long time. So give them a call. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Y'all are doing a great job, as usual.
She called us gentlemen. How did she do that?
Because you are.
Oh, absolutely. My mom would appreciate you saying that.
Well, she should, because she raised a great son, and Joey's mom and dad did, too. I have a question, because I haven't been able to listen totally. I'm still out doing some things, but did the bill that passed the Senate, was it the original bill, or did Pelosi get her stuff in there?
She did not get her stuff in there.
Yay!
Yeah.
I am so
now,
glad.
Now, it's got there, and Becky Garrison talked about $4 trillion. $2 trillion of that is capital for the Fed to use for financing, and has strings attached to it. It's not giveaway stuff at all. So that's not
true.
Government money.
They got to pay it back, in other words.
Right. What's happening is banks, FDIC banks, are borrowers from the Fed. What they're doing is opening up so businesses can borrow directly from the Fed. Now,
right.
Some banks don't like that because it bypasses them, but it also takes the risk away from them.
Well, that's wonderful news. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I'm in total agreement with you. I looked it up. I never did find an actual American-owned cruise line, but one cruise line does hire only Americans. But I don't think they need bailing out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Carnival is based out of Miami, but it's got a lot of strings attached to it from their fleets, and they have this kind of weird, we give you a ship, and then we own part of the company. And
yeah.
All those ships are not flagged in the United States.
Yeah, I don't think they need bailing out. But that is my opinion, and thank you so much for the info. Like I said, I feel like I'm so much more intelligent listening to this show.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, it's the truth, and I try to get my friends to listen and forget about the television, so.
And how's that working for you?
Not so good. I've talked a few into it, but I've told you before, I listen from the time I get up till, most time I listen to your show in the evening, reruns, because I've missed part of it, so.
Well,
I appreciate it. Thank
you. I appreciate you being a listener.
Well, I am, and I love it.
Thanks.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day out here today. Starting to believe that we have bypassed spring and went straight to summer.
It is a little toasty out there today, isn't it?
It is. I haven't gotten to listen a lot today, but I know yesterday, right before y'all got off the air, a gentleman called in and brought up the fact that the abortion clinics were still working.
Yep, and they are.
I'm kind of curious. Have you heard anything about that, or do you know if anybody has made any inquiries as to why that's happening?
I do not know either one.
Well, it'd be interesting to see if some of our government officials would inquire about that. Got a question for you. I'm a little confused about some things.
Yeah.
I kind of follow the Alabama Department of Public Health, who have us listed as having 9 confirmed cases of COVID-19. But I've heard on the news recently where they said there was like 15 cases at Baptist South and maybe 10 cases.
That is not correct. That is not true.
Okay. So the Department of Public Health is correct?
Yeah. What happens is every county's Department of Public Health, and there are some departments of public health that do multiple counties, they report to the Alabama Department of Public Health, and then they go and take those numbers. But the stuff that was in AO.com and about Jackson Hospital and stuff like that, that is not true. I've spoken to doctors about it. It is totally false.
Well, that's good to know, because I wondered, you know, when you have conflicting information like that, it kind of makes you question, who do you really believe?
There you go.
I guess you saw where Andrew Cuomo made the comment that yesterday he got 400 ventilators and needs 30,000.
Yep.
I want to ask you a question, and I mean, this is just kind of Bill's feelings, I guess. But how fair is it if we only have 20,000 ventilators in our national storage for a mayor of a sanctuary city to basically demand all of them?
Well, yeah, he did do that, and he's trying to do this. Look, we're the tip of the spear, and California's going to be behind us several a month or so. And we can save these people's lives by giving us the ventilators and not sending them elsewhere. Well, you know, I'm not sure if you could get them away from him once you give them to him.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of what I'm saying. Why should all the other cities and states suffer because of his lack of planning?
I'm with you.
I mean, who asked New York to be a sanctuary city?
Yeah, nobody did.
They did it out on their own, did they not?
They did.
So if you want to get all the federal aid that goes